Text numero 28. Fixing problems. On October the 31st, the Glasgow City Integration Joint Board, a multi-agency committee of council leaders, police and health officials, approved plans to open a safer consumption facility for drugs. Such facilities, sometimes dubbed fix rooms or shooting galleries, are sites where heroin users can take their drugs under medical supervision. Countries such as Canada and Switzerland already offer drug users the opportunity to get high under the watchful eyes of medical professionals, and Ireland plans to do so later this year. Glasgow's would be the first such site in Britain. Rising numbers of deaths and increasing rates of HIV connected to drug use have prompted the move. The rate of drug-related deaths in Scotland is higher than in the rest of Britain. The absolute number of deaths in Glasgow last year, 157, was second only to London and Birmingham, both much bigger cities, and the highest for at least a decade. More than two-thirds were a result of taking heroin or similar drugs. Last year, some 47 new HIV infections in people who inject drugs were reported, compared with a previously steady annual average of about 10. Heroin addicts are an ageing, sickly group, particularly vulnerable to the harms of their drug habit. Fix rooms eliminate many of the health risks of taking heroin. People there use clean needles and inject the stuff properly. Those who overdose get help immediately. But some worry that such facilities encourage drug abuse. Perhaps in anticipation of such criticism, the Glasgow venture will offer addiction counselling as well as housing and welfare advice and other healthcare services. The experiences of other countries are encouraging. Vancouver saw a 35% reduction in overdose deaths in the vicinity of its safe injection facilities in the 2 years after they opened, compared with the 2 years before. Their success has even won over some sceptics. Police in Vancouver were initially dubious, but officers now escort addicts to the facilities. The acuteness of Scotland's drug problem has spurred the innovation. But the country has a political climate that is well suited to such experiments. Scottish politicians, including some Tory ones, have welcomed Glasgow's heroin initiative. Scotland prides itself on taking a more liberal approach to public policy issues than its southern neighbour. It still has plenty of problems, from the police's use of stop and search to its stubbornly high prison population. But violence and drugs are increasingly seen as public health issues. One of the hopes of devolving power to governments in Scotland and Wales was that they would experiment with policies that could spread to the rest of Britain. Glasgow's promising trial should be watched closely by other cities. Adapted from The Economist, November 2016.